Pete's Day, Laurie Hopkins Cavanaugh, political commentator, radio talk show host, 94.9. And she is with us on Wednesdays. And guess what? Connecticut is a sanctuary state by definition now. Laurie, good morning. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Well, I'll tell you something. You got ahead of them, and it's going to happen. It's going to happen.
Well, you know, I on Facebook, I saw someone say that Connecticut is not a sanctuary state, and that's why I sent the definition, and it has a lot to do with policies.
Yeah.
And Governor Malloy, he had issued policy directives to the state police and to school system, public school system, advising them not to cooperate with ICE.
Yeah, and people should know, Laurie, let's step back here.
Let's go back and explain that.
People should know that the definite, what a sanctuary state is, some people might not know, Laurie, is when certain laws are passed or certain directives are given.
Absolutely.
That local law enforcement cannot or should not work with ICE or immigration officials on what they call detainers to hold people who are arrested for other crimes that may have some immigration problems in their past. Go ahead.
Well, yeah, and it's interesting that a lot of our laws are not laws, they're policies. We saw that many times with the Obama administration. I saw it throughout so many different departments. But in Connecticut specifically, the death of Casey Chadwick in Norwich, a young woman who was stabbed to death by a Haitian.
Absolutely.
That happened after Obama released 20,000 illegal felons back into our society. And there were hundreds of murders out of that group of people. And the Democrats sort of want to say, and many Republicans, I imagine, want to say that there's no repercussions from this, but there are serious repercussions, and they're hiding it. In other words, we don't even know how many illegals are in our school systems. We do not know how many illegals are committing crimes because they are covering up the information. And they give them driver's licenses. They get special privileges with the Motor Vehicle Department. We've been a sanctuary state for years now.
And you know, Laurie,
they haven't.
And they do. There was a story just a couple of days ago about that.
Yeah, and you know, Laurie, I know whether you saw, there is now a bill that was introduced in the General Assembly that would make Connecticut officially a sanctuary state. Manchester Democratic State Rep Jeff Luxenberg has started the session by proposing a bill that would make Connecticut officially now a sanctuary state. So there you go.
But
I just want people to be aware of all that has happened, and it is very costly, and it's unfortunate that so many immigrants who came here illegally, my mother being one of them, came from Italy when she was 21 years old. She had to go wait in line. She had to go to Canada, actually, and enter through Canada again to become a citizen. And it's just, why do they get to jump in front of the line? I mean, there used to be a time in our country where, you know, you waited your turn, and that's no longer the case, and it's really unfortunate. And also, Malloy, what else he did, he gave illegals the right to pay in-state tuition, but in addition to that, to receive grants to have free education. And, you know, so many people hurting their own kids. They can't take care of their own children because of, you know, our economy here is pretty tough. And it's unfortunate that Connecticut's headed in this direction.
Well, how do you change that? Can that be changed? Who changes it?
Well, I think on a local level, Brad, I don't know how you guys think about it, Paul, but I think on a local level, a school system should be have knowledge of any person who's here illegally and is using our public school system, and they shouldn't be allowed to have public education, and they shouldn't be given grants and special privileges and driver's licenses. Those are all things that should be granted to citizens or people who are here legally. And that's how you stop it.
Yeah, but
they're
unless
coming here, they're flooding Connecticut.
Unless
I would suggest that Willimantic and some of the inner cities. Up to 30% of the people living in those cities are illegal.
And again, though, the only way that would ever change, Lori and Brad, the only way that would ever change is if you got Republican majorities in the state House and state Senate and they were able to pass a bill.
And we can't do that.
And that is probably decades away from happening, the way that the demographics have changed in this state. I mean, I don't mean to be negative here, but, you know, you can't argue with the numbers sometimes. It's frustrating. I get it. It's frustrating.
And this is the reason that we never win.
Boughton was probably the only Republican in the state that actually stood up and said, no, you're not going to make my city into a sanctuary city.
And remember what happened?
We're not paying attention to you, Malloy.
Remember what happened to Mark Boughton when he did that a bunch of years ago? He got jumped on, Lori, if you remember, and Brad. He got jumped on by all the civil rights advocates in the state and the Yale Law School.
Yale got all over them.
They filed numerous lawsuits and did legal work. Oh, yeah, I remember that. That was a protracted battle, Lori.
Big time.
Yeah,
big time.
Yeah.
Well, we'll see what happens. It's
not
going to be an affordable state to live in
soon. No, listen. And Lori, thanks for the call. We appreciate it. Have a wonderful week. We'll talk to you next week.
You too, Paul.
Take
Brad,
care.
Have a great
Thanks.
Week.
You, you know, you Brad, bet. Sometimes on this stuff, and I hate to put it this way, but sometimes before you can get better or improve, you got to hit rock bottom.
Oh, I know.
Sometimes.
I know.
And
but
I just can't imagine
that we just got down that far.
You know,
we've had some pretty good leaders, or at least we thought they were pretty good leaders, but they fell right into the hole.
Well, and again, Brad, it's particularly bad in this state when you look at two things. And I know people don't like it sometimes when I say it, but it's just the truth. You have entrenched powers at the state capitol and the old guard, particularly on the Democratic side, who are at the beg and call of the state employees unions, and you get
the unions
run the whole thing, and don't think the unions, Brad, don't have a vested interest in in seeing some illegal immigration and seeing some of these policies that cost taxpayers, you know, crazy amounts of money.
But the point is, you cannot, and everybody anywhere in the country.
Yeah.
You mentioned the unions in Connecticut.
Yeah, yeah.
And they'll just say the most powerful.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely.
The most powerful.
Absolutely.
I've heard it several times.